Riverside Locker Room Chat continues tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. Cyclones boys coach Tyler Herbster here with us for a few minutes. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, lots to dissect here, trying to get through the final couple games of the regular season. We'll go through that in a moment. But how about the game on Friday? Big time stuff at home against a very good Troy team, and guys were able to come out with the win there, 71-56. What'd you take away from that game on Friday and a big time win?
Yeah, it was really nice to have a bounce back game after Tuesday night's game at Valley Falls, and we did something that we haven't been doing very much, as we made our free throws early on. We made our 2-point baskets around the back, 5 feet and in. So honestly, we didn't shoot very many. We knocked down a couple 3-pointers, but besides that, we, did a really good job taking it to the basket, and we actually finished our layups and finished our easy stick-ins, and I think we went 9-for-12 from the free throw line, which was fine. So, overall, pretty pleased with our kids' energy. We usually come out and play pretty hard, just struggle on the offensive end, and Friday night we didn't, so.
The game this week against Pleasant Ridge is kind of the one that's being navigated with the weather, still trying to figure it out. Obviously, Friday, you're going to get Hiawatha at home to close out the regular season. But the time here of our conversation, we're still kind of up in the air. You know, at the Pea Ridge game Thursday night's kind of the tentative mark, but still unsure how that's going to shape out. But navigating this week, once again, we saw it in early January when the snowstorm hit back then, but now we're dealing with it. I don't know, probably not a great time of the year, when you're trying to wrap up the regular season, and yet now we're just struggling to try to get these last couple games in.
Yeah, especially, going into that after the Valley Falls game, I thought, man, we just need to have 3 good practices in a row, and we really didn't, weren't able really to get those in. And then, like I said, this week we haven't really been able to practice either. In Hiawatha, they're playing probably their best basketball right now after beating Seneca or Nemaha Central and St. Mary's. And I, looking at the standings in sub-state, it looks like, we could maybe turn around and play those guys again after we play them on Friday night. So I am excited to get Friday night's game in to kind of see where we're at versus the 3A competition, especially a good 3A team that we know can beat some of those top-tier teams in our sub-state.
Yeah, and you look at, what this Hiawatha sub-state and how it's kind of shaping up right now, more than half the teams have double-digit wins, and then you look at teams kind of in that lower half who are going to be one of those bottom 5 or 6 teams. I mean, a team like Perry LeCompton, who's a 500 team, yet, they're going to be probably one of those lower seeds just because you have so many double-digit win teams right now in this specific sub-state. Just your thought on the format this year and kind of where you guys sit as you try to kind of jockey for positioning here with the final 2 games here of the regular season, just the overall thoughts on the sub-state.
Yeah, overall, it looks like we're guaranteed in that top 5 seed range based off of our wins and loss. I think the 6th seed has
7
already
losses.
Has 7 yep. losses. So we're definitely going to get a top 5 seed. And I just look to think at, Sabetha sitting there in the 8th seed, and I know how good those guys are. I'm not sure I'd want to be a 1 seed having to, or even 8-9 matchup having to play a Sabetha in the second round. So overall, I like the actual format with the 16 teams. I think it's going to do not 100% accurate job, but do a pretty good job getting the best 8 teams to the state tournament. There's not going to be a sub-state that was, easier that somebody, a team that's maybe not a top 10 team squeezes into the state tournament
right.
This year. So I really like I said, it's not perfect, but it's better than probably what it was, at least trying to get, some of the top teams to the state tournament. So I'm kind of looking forward to see how it all shakes out, honestly, and just kind of excited for the postseason. We've been working hard all year and been going at this thing since November, so I think it's time really for the boys to kind of show up and step their game up and see where we're at.
There it is, Riverside boys basketball coach Tyler Herbster, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones again trying to wrap up the regular season this week. The Pea Ridge game, time of our combo here, still kind of up in the air. Maybe Thursday night we'll see, but home tilt on Friday against Hiawatha for sure here to wrap up the regular season, and then we'll talk Sub-State going into next week. Again, Coach, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
All right. Thank you.